Brilliant weekend of racing from Jamie Wincup. He was second at Motorsport Park on Saturday, and he won on Sunday. He joins us now. Well done, Jamie.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. And that's 100 wins for you. That's not bad.
It's not bad. No, never thought that when I joined the category 12 years ago. No, it's been a fantastic run, and we obviously had a great weekend. Not just me, but team wise as well. Yeah. And we're able to wrap up both races.
It virtually got down to a pit stop and it's a poofteen for the car in a way.
Yeah. I'm just sitting beside the boys now. We're heading back out to Eastern Creek for our another ride day. But it was good racing. We myself and my teammate Shane just battled it out on the Saturday. Rubbed a few panels, bit of grass action, but kept it clean at the same time. And then Sunday's race all come down to that last pit stop, and our boys just did a slightly better job and got me out in front of Craig, and the car was fantastic from there on in.
Yeah, obviously a big weekend for Craig as well. His 600 starts, and you know, between the two of you, mate, and the top three in the championship, Van Gisbergen just behind you, and then Lounsey coming in third. How much added pressure is there knowing that you're sort of teammates and you're up the front of the pack all the time?
It's a good thing. You'd rather be racing your teammates than anyone else. But,
yeah.
We've worked really hard as a group to try to improve all the cars and make them as quick as possible. And we had a great start to the year, but then we didn't have that good a run through the first sort of third of the championship. But the cars now are very competitive, and which is exactly what we need. We're just about to come into the season of endurance with Sandown in a couple of weeks' time, and then, of course, Bathurst, and then the Gold Coast 600. So it's a good time to have form, but we'll keep our heads down and try to make sure we keep improving the cars at the same time.
Jamie, you touched on the grass. You spent a fair bit of time on the turf. Were you worried about getting a big penalty?
No. You can't get it. The only time you get a penalty is if all four wheels are off the track. But right. You're certainly allowed to explore the limits and put a couple of wheels off at least.
Mate, the Enduros, it is that time of the year. So Sandown and then straight into Bathurst. A different style really now, isn't it? And you've got to get your teaming up with your driver. Who's your co-pilot?
Yeah, my co-driver's Paul Dunbrell again. We've been together for the last 4 years. Lounsey's still with Stephen Richards.
Yes.
But Shane's got a guy by the name of Alex Premat who's raced for years in the V8 Championship. He's come flying back over from France to be with us in the car with us at the moment on the way to the track to cut another 100 laps in Shane's car today to get his eye in. So we feel we've got as good of co-driver lineup as any other team, but Looking forward to jumping in and getting into things at Sandown in a couple of weeks.
Jamie, if you went at Sandown, or probably more particularly Bathurst, will you whip off the shoe, fill it with champagne and drink out of it?
Yeah, I don't mind the shoe. Did I see Mark Webber do it the other day?
Yeah, Mark Webber did it with Ricardo.
On the F1 podium?
Yeah.
Hey, the shoeies are a very Aussie thing. It's a good thing, but I like to be original at the same time. So I'm trying to think of the new shoeie, to be honest.
Out of the helmet, mate.
Yeah.
good on you, Jamie. Listen, mate, it's terrific racing again for you. The consistency is outstanding, so keep it up.
Thanks, guys. Great chatting.